Welcome back to the Hemiwayless podcast. Talking about Charles Webb, or maybe we're not, because Swim Says the Mama Fishy says, this guy is obscure. I found nothing on the internet about him or his poem. Damn. It's kind of ironic, the poem being about indifference. Love abhors all lukewarmness. I don't know, it's about being, having an effect, I guess, on the world and not being ineffectual. Kind of the way I read it. And yeah, I guess, Charles, this is your remaining legacy. One poem in one book. We can't find anything about you elsewhere. So, hey, that's kind of strange and poignant in a way. But with nothing else to say about Charles Webb, we go on and we talk about Sir George Etheridge, who's today's poet. Born 1635, died 1691. First poem is called Song. Ladies, though to your conquering eyes love owes his chiefest victories and borrows those bright arms from you with which he does the world subdue, yet you yourself are not above the empire nor the griefs of love. Then rack not lovers with disdain, lest love on you revenge their pain. You are not free because you're fair. The boy did not his mother spare. Beauty's but an offensive dart. It is no armor for the heart. Okie doke. And our second poem is called To a Lady Asking Him How Long He Would Love Her. It is not, Celia, in our power to say how long our love will last. It may be we, within this hour, may lose the joys we now do taste. The blessed, that a mortal be, from change and love are only free. Then since we mortal lovers are, ask not how long our love will last. But while it does, let us take care each minute be with pleasure past. Were it not madness to deny, to love, to live, because we're sure to die. All right. There you go. Sir George Etheridge. All right, folks, thanks for listening today. See you tomorrow.